pleasure to welcome Tom Olson, who's the CEO and Managing Director of the Canadian Energy Center. Hey, Tom, if we call it the War Room, are you the general?
Well, I call it the Canadian Energy Center. You can call it what you want. And sure, if you want me to be the general, I'll be the general.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks for joining me this morning. I really appreciate it here on 630 CHED Mornings. So let's get into... We'll get into what you're looking for in this new campaign in just a moment. But let's look back over the last little while, because has the War Room been active? Has the Canadian Energy Center been active? Because I really haven't heard much about you guys at all lately.
Well, if you haven't heard much about us, you must not spend a lot of time on Twitter, Daryl, because we get some attention on Twitter. But I have to tell you, and respectfully, no media coverage is not a bad thing for us. We have been out there working very diligently. Of course, we backed away from marketing campaigns when the first wave of COVID hit. But then we started a campaign called When We Work, Canada Works. And this was aimed at the rest of the country to talk about economic recovery from the pandemic and how the oil and gas sector particularly can support it. More than $500 billion to the rest of the country, governments across the rest of the country from 2000 to 2018. We've also been heavily involved in advocacy campaigns, and you know, I know you're going to ask me about measures of success, and one of the things I'll say, we had an advocacy campaign going relative to Line 5, pipelines you mentioned off the top, and got a note from a union boss in Ontario thanking us for all the good work. So we have been plugging away, we've been working relentlessly, we've been building our network, fully 60% of our website traffic comes from outside of Alberta. We touch about 1 million people a month, or have reached 1 million people a month on Facebook. So we're just pressing ahead, doing what we've been mandated to do.
Yeah, it seems counterintuitive when you say that, you know, not getting any media attention is a good thing for you. But because you've mostly had, at least here in Alberta, had negative media attention. Is that fair?
Yeah, I'd say that's exactly fair. My goal is that the CEC not be the story, that the message be the story. And that's when we're in Ontario, for example, they don't talk about us. They don't know who we are. They talk about the message. And the message has to be how the industry, what we want to promote is a pragmatic, realistic conversation about moving to a lower carbon future. And to talk about the industry, all the great things that the industry is doing, I mean, you know, today's oil and gas industry is not what it was 10 years ago. It's evolving. The oil sands are committed to net zero. The industry generally is committed to net zero. The industry spends more on clean tech than any other industry in the country. There's huge strides being taken, and that's the story we have to tell, particularly now. You know, the all credible forecasts talk about increasing demand for oil and gas. And other countries understand that's happening. So, for example, Russia, building a $170 billion oil project because they know there's going to be increased demand. Qatar, the world's largest LNG plant. We should be supplying the world for the demand for oil and gas while leading the way to a lower carbon future, and we can do that, and that's the conversation we're trying to promote.
Well, and it's how you do that conversation as well, because it seems to me early on in the days of the War Room, or at least the rhetoric that would go around it, it almost seemed like it was more of a hammer as opposed to a soft glove to try to convince and to educate or whatever. From your point of view, do you think there's been a change in how you have done things?
You know, probably an evolution. I mean, we started in December of 2019. And just, I want to take an aside. I want to tell your listeners some facts about how much money we spent. Our first year of operation, which was 5 months of the first fiscal year, $1.97 million. Last year, $3.7 million. This year, we're forecast to spend $10.3 million.
Okay, so since you brought that up, hang on. Since you brought it, is that how much you've spent, or is that operating costs? Because if we should be clear about that.
That is 1.97 spending in its entirety from October 29 to the end of March 2020, fiscal 1920.
So including operating costs.
That's exactly right. That's all in. I'm not trying to snow you here. That's all in.
And that's important for you to say, because the $30 million is what normally gets thrown at when there is criticism of you. So you brought it up. So that's the number that you normally get hit with, right? What are we getting for our $30 million?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So I just wanted to put that out there. I had a member of somebody who was heavily involved in auditing. By the way, we are watched very closely by the Auditor General. There's also a misperception that somehow we're not accountable. And we work very closely with the Auditor General. And I one time had a question sort of in aside, don't your critics know how to read balance sheets? I said, I guess not. So anyway, yes, I wanted to get that point out there.
Okay, so let's look at this new campaign you want to launch. The bit that I've seen is sort of short on detail, and I'm sure you have lots of detail. So what exactly are you hoping to accomplish in this? Is there a specific goal, a specific target audience? What's the plan here?
Absolutely. There's a target audience, Daryl. So essentially you have 20% on one side who support you, 20% on the other side who don't support you and won't no matter what. And there's a 60% in the middle who want to know more about what it is that we do and why they should be comforted in using oil and gas or energy writ large. And the other point I should make is that Alberta is also moving in other energy sources, renewables, small modular nuclear, blue hydrogen. Anyway, with this campaign, we're looking to reach folks across the country. We want to go into Ontario. We will go into Ontario. We'll talk about supply chain, folks who are reliant on the industry there. We'll talk about benefits. We're going to talk more about even if the demand for transportation starts to diminish, you need petrochemicals for the phone I'm talking on right now, for example. We will go into the United States, targeted. We'll talk again about security of supply. Why wouldn't you look to your northern neighbors where we have huge reserves as opposed to, for example, making a plea to OPEC Plus to open up the oil production because Americans are paying prohibitively high gas prices. We'll go into Europe is the expectation, particularly to do with the divestment from banks and insurance companies. There's a lot of information that can be presented to them that counters some of the information that's used for decision-making. So, it's a wide swath. You talk about a campaign. We actually will have several campaigns.
Yeah, so it sounds like that's going to cost some cash.
That is going to cost some cash, absolutely.
Do you have a budget for it yet?
We are budgeting $5.85 million.
Ouch. So what? How do I make a proposal to try and get in on this?
Here's what you do, Daryl. You go to Alberta Purchasing Connects, and there's the RFP there. You can respond to it. You'll probably need a consortium because I don't think you have capacity around the world, do you? So you have to bring in other companies to work with you. If it makes sense, you potentially are going to be our successful bidder.
You have to be really careful, do you not, because of the perceptions and the criticisms that the War Room has had about who gets chosen. Do you not? You have to be careful.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, and we are very, very careful. And again, this is guidance from the Auditor General. Our contracting procedures are very stringent. Make sure that there are no conflicts. It's a multi-week process. We're very, very, very careful.
Do you also still want to have an Alberta? The thing is, you're going to get some different ways to look at it. Because some firm in Toronto going to be telling Alberta's message, or will it be a made in Alberta message? You know, because those are also issues you're probably going to have to deal with.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's almost like you've been in my chair, Daryl.
Well, yeah, see, I mean, I think about things.
I've said before, relative to the work we do, if we advertise in Alberta, for example, people say, what are you doing advertising in Alberta? You know, you already have us. If we don't, people say, where are you? We have no idea what you're doing. So, I mean, we're out there, as I say, promoting this pragmatic conversation, which is an energy mix moving to a lower carbon future. And we've been doing it very effectively, and we will continue to do so.
I guess what I'm getting at is this wide open to anybody, any company, any firm, any marketing advertising firm in Canada or the United States or around the world? Who are you throwing this open? Is it one contract? Is it multiple contracts?
It is pretty much wide open. There are some requirements, and the requirements are that you have a presence across Canada, of course, that you have some presence in Quebec, that you have some presence internationally. And as I said, this doesn't have to be one company. This can be a consortium. So if you have a company that is strong in Canada who partners with a company that's strong around the rest of the world who then will subcontract into Quebec, that's something we'll consider as well.
When does this start? What's the timeline?
It's in, we're accepting proposals now. I think the end date is September 23rd, but whoever wants to read, go to Alberta Purchasing Connects, and it's there, and have a read through it. It's very long. Some of it's dense, but it's good reading.
Is there any role, because it's an arm of the provincial government, is there any role of trying to influence or impact the conversation within the federal election campaign, or do you have to stay completely out of that on a matter of sort of conflict potential?
Oh yeah, we stay completely away from any sort of electoral politics. We're mindful of the democratic process. We're not trying to influence anybody in terms of a election. We are just wanting to engage in, as I said, this pragmatic, realistic conversation about a low carbon future.
And we'll see what this is going to look like down the road, and we'll be watching. Thanks, Tom.
Thanks, Tom.